Food warehouses burn to the ground in Ukraine. Supermarket shelves empty globally. The effect of Russia's war in Ukraine isn't just affecting people in the country, but around the world. Ukraine and Russia, between them, produce 53% of the world's sunflower oil and seeds and 27% of its wheat. To put that into perspective, if current supplies of sunflower oil run out, Belgium runs out of the ability to make French fries. If wheat supplies run low, Lebanon could run out of bread, along with Egypt and Tunisia, and 27 African countries could face wheat shortages. With Russia under tough sanctions and its food exports severely restricted, and the war also stopping Ukrainian exports, businesses are under pressure.
There are also crimes against Ukrainian agricultural production, different branches of the production. The biggest challenge that Ukrainian agrarians are facing is to plant the fields in time. 82,500 square kilometers of Ukrainian land is mined. This means we need much time for demining these lands.
TAS Agro is a big agribusiness in Ukraine. Its director says it will be affected if the war doesn't end soon, but it is taking action.
The situation with the war is changing constantly. However, we created so-called crisis teams and are preparing actively for sowing, which starts soon.
The war has destroyed agribusiness in the east of Ukraine, and only fields in the south and west can be planted. But even then, forecasts indicate supply and labor shortages mean only half of those fertile fields will be cultivated. In July, this wheat field will be ready for harvest. It's a crucial part of Ukraine's economy. However, will they be able to get this wheat onto a boat and out to international markets, given the situation? Russia has blocked ports on the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. About 13.5 million tons of wheat and 16 million tons of corn are sitting in the docks. Combined with the war and the sanctions against Russia, that's led to food prices rising everywhere. And the longer this conflict goes on, the higher they'll get. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Medvin, Kyiv region.